This is GQDN for Monday, November 4th, 2024. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit, audibletrial.com/thegroupquest. By swiftenergy.gg, put in the code QUEST. That gets you 25% off your purchase because you're going to get a lot of delicious stuff right there. Excellent, excellent drink mixes. And it gives you energy too. Go do it. Go do it. By patreon.com/thegroupquest. And by stackup.org. In today's news, we got some Pokemon news. Pokemon. We got a lot of PlayStation news. And we also got a lot of Xbox news today. But we begin today with GameSpot.com, and they're saying that Dragon Age: The Veilguard will not be getting any expansions because the team is going to make another game for the Mass Effect. And that was because of an interview with Rolling Stone, but according to GameSpot, there are no direct quotes that would provide the details. But according to a Bloomberg report, the developers of Dragon Age were working on Mass Effect after they helped put the Veilguard up to get out the door. And some of the people from the Iron Man Studios, Motive, were also reassigned to the Veilguard to help with the shipments. Now, the BioWare creative director, John Elber, did not reveal any news about the next Mass Effect game in the interviews, but he said that the game is trying again at the multiplayer function. And he also said that the Veilguard, when I say the game, that meant Mass Effect, but going back to Veilguard, it had a live service design, but it was rebooted to be a single-player game. So here's what he said, quote, "It's possible to tell a strong story in a multiplayer game. Final Fantasy XVI does an excellent job. Multiplayer also introduces some complications around world states. I'm making a giant choice in my world, and the world changes." Now, the Veilguard did launch October 31st, and it had over 89,000 peak concurrent players on Steam. So, no expansion. Developers are busy. But talking about games, if you remember, a few months ago, we got news about Marvel Rivals. Well, according to GamesRadar, the devs are honored to be compared with Overwatch. So NetEase did get some questions regarding the comparisons between Marvel Rivals and Overwatch. And that's where the devs said, quote, "We are honored to be compared with some of the best games out there in this genre, and we feel we offer an experience that builds on some familiar gameplay elements and creates something unique with the opportunity to play as your favorite Marvel characters." So they are indeed honored. Excellent. Now we get to Xbox. Because, according to Pure Xbox, it'll be for the next couple articles, they got the Game of the Year nomination at the Golden Joysticks Awards. And this is the ultimate Game of the Year prize. So, for who's on the list? Well, Animal Well, Astrobot, Balatro, Black Myth Wukong, Call of Duty Black Ops 6, Dragon Age: The Veilguard, Final Fantasy VII Rebirth, Helldivers 2, Metaphor Differential, Satisfactory, Silent Hill, and Tekken 8. I almost said Tekken 5, but it's Tekken 8. But for Xbox, they only got four of them. Well, they only got a couple of them. Call of Duty Black Ops 6 and Hellblade 2. Or not Hellblade 2, but that was it. Because everything else is essentially on every platform. So they left out Senua's Saga Hellblade 2, Age of Mythology Retold, and Pure Xbox wanted Indiana Jones. But we'll see who the winners will be here very soon. Speaking of Black Ops 6, Pure Xbox did state that they will be upgrading the game for support for the PlayStation 5 Pro. And that was announced earlier today. So, if you want Black Ops 6 and you got a PlayStation 5 Pro, or you will get a PlayStation 5 Pro here in the next few days, then it will be there for you in all of its high-definition glory. But we're not done with Xbox, because Engadget did say that there's quite a few games coming to Game Pass this month. And that is, obviously, Call of Duty Black Ops 6. We knew that one. Microsoft Flight Simulator 2024. Metal Slug Tactics. StarCraft Remastered and StarCraft 2 Campaign Collection, Go Mecha Ball, The Rewinder, Turnip Boy, Robs, A Bank. Those are three games all set at once. And Harold Hellebutt. But when games come in, some games do leave. And that would be Dicey Dungeons. These are the games leaving November 15th. Dungeon 4s, Goat Simulator, Like a Dragon Ishin, Like a Dragon, The Man Who Erased His Name, Persona 5 Tactica, and Somerville. All those games are leaving November 15th. So if you want to keep them on your Xbox, you know what to do. Now, over on the PlayStation side, according to PlayStationLifestyle.net, for the next four articles, Sony is reminding people that the PlayStation 5 Pro is not a next-gen console, because the CEO, Hideki Nishino, was talking to Variety, and the CEO didn't emphasize that the PlayStation 5 Pro is a part of the PlayStation 5 family. It's not meant to offer customers with the choice between the standard console or the boosted specs with better visuals and gameplay performances on the PlayStation 5 Pro. So here's what he said, quote, PlayStation 5 Pro will do everything that PlayStation 5 does. It's consumers' choice. If they see a need for more visuality, they will get it. We wanted to provide an option for the consumer within the generation, end quote. Now, we know that PlayStation 6 is on the way. And there he is talking about the technology and its predecessors on how it's going to be built. So here's what he said, quote, it's not like we just make a next step and we don't know about the next two steps ahead. There are technologies we can grow up in 3 years time or 5 years time. Innovation and technology advancements is more quicker in a modern world. PlayStation 5 Pro launches this Thursday. But we're going from the consoles to PlayStation Plus, because some of the essential November lineups did not show up in Japan. So why didn't it do that? Well, the game that they're talking about is the Death Note Killer Within, and that did not show up on the Japanese side. And now that is a social deduction game in anime style, and that is based on the anime and manga franchise. Now, it'll be available for free in the West launch via the monthly lineup, but some of the Japanese players did point out that they're getting the 2022 third-person shooter Evil West instead. Now, Evil West was offered in other regions in the past, but at the time that it was offered, Japan got Lost Epic instead of Evil West. But what PlayStation Lifestyle is thinking is that the game might sell in Japan in retail. But with players like that, didn't give any quotes, but essentially the word is no. But they also provided a list of PlayStation classics with the cross-buy with the free PlayStation 4 or 5 upgrades. Now, if you got the PlayStation Plus Premium, you should check out the existing library on the PlayStation Classics. Now, some of the games do not qualify for those upgrades, so going through the PlayStation Store can be a bit troublesome. But one player did check that out, and they put it up on Reddit. And it is quite a list. So, if you want to see the full list, you can find it up on Reddit, or you can become a Patreon, get on our Discord. Links up in the GQDN show notes. Your choice. But PlayStation Lifestyle is also reminding us that it's the last chance to get the PlayStation Plus October monthly games. So if you want WWE 2K24, Dead Space, and the Doki Doki Literature Club, you might want to get that now. Now, starting tomorrow morning, new games will come in. And that does look to be the Hot Wheels Unleashed 2, Turbocharged, Ghostwire Tokyo, and the aforementioned Death Note Killer Within. So if you have any interest in getting those ones, wait for tomorrow. If you didn't get the ones that I said before, it's a good wrestling one. If you're into that, then you should go check that out if you got PlayStation. And I got one up here just for fun, because DualShockers did provide a list of the top games that provide music, such as Goldfinger, Superman, that's in Tony Hawk's Pro Skater, for instance, Blow Me Away, Breaking Benjamin, in Halo 2, All My Exes Live in Texas, GTA, San Andreas, You had to have a country one in there. Jose Gonzalez, Far Away, Red Dead Redemption. There are some other ones too. Once again, the entire list is up on our Discord. Now we go to Blue News because VIA has been announced. That comes from Pathway Games. It's a free-to-play MMORPG, and it'll be up on Steam soon. Now, the game is a dynamic-centered caravan battle, and they'll be doing some PvP caravans. There'll be three unique classes, Knight, Wizard, and some other diverse play styles. Oh, I'm sorry, Archer as well. I was gonna say, where's the third one? And they'll be having a different take on progression. And they're saying that there's no level grinding in the game, which means the players can go right into the meaningful content. We shall see. We end today with Pokemon. IGN and Nintendo Life has got this one because the TCG Pocket, according to Nintendo Life, got 10 million downloads in the first 48 hours. And that was also reported by Mobile Gamer Biz. And that's where the game brought in $3 million per day since launch. And they ended up getting $12 million in the first 4 days on the market. So they were making some money. That's according to Nintendo Life. But if you want to find it, well, if you're into Pokemon, and let's say you want to get a box, IGN says Best Buy's got it. The Pokemon TCG Prismatic Evolutions Elite Trainer Box, $50. The Pokemon TCG Prismatic Evolutions Tech Sticker Collection is $15. They got poster collections and some binder collections too. Go check that out at Best Buy. We'll be back again tomorrow, a little bit later than usual. In the U.S., tomorrow is voting day. So, with all that said, I've been Joe, and this has been the Dawn Forge production, 2024. All rights are reserved. Go play some games, people.